Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rib T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 17, about the interior and the exterior. We learned in a Mishnah, we learned that it's actually a Braisa, which resembles a Mishnah from Kalim, as explained by Rush and Rashash. So we learned in a Mishnah concerning any utensil that has an exterior and an interior, meaning it has a hollow in which things can be contained, and it can also be turned aside out, inside out, excuse me, so that things can be contained in its exterior, as Rush and Rashi and Tosfos explain. Concerning any utensil that has an exterior and an interior, such as pillows, cushions, sacks, and leather bags, the rule is that if its interior was contaminated, its exterior is tameh. But if its exterior was contaminated, its interior is not tummy. And he goes on to explain this rule later. But looking at the idea about interior versus exterior, there's so many things in our surroundings, so many things in society, so many things inside our house, outside our house, that can contaminate us, that can affect us, that can try to break us. But we have to realize that we have the ability to keep things on our exterior, and we're supposed to have our interior match our exterior. So whatever people see on our outside, it should be reflective of our inside. We could talk, we could give muster, we could talk about things to our blue in the face. We could talk about how it's so important to have proper speech and proper dress, but if we don't have that speech ourselves, we don't have that dress ourselves, then our interior is not matching our exterior, and it's really important for us to be as congruous as we can, as equivalent as we can in our own lives, to have our interior match our exterior, and also our interior of our house match our exterior of our house. If on our outside we're telling people to come, but inside a house, God forbid, we don't show a house of Torah, then what are we projecting to the outwards? They see a house on the outside, they see a mezuzah, they see that we're pillars of the community, we're involved in the community, but within our own house, they don't see proper Torah, they don't see proper Shalom Bais, God forbid, that would not be good. Our interiors must reach and equal our exteriors. That's inside ourselves and outside ourselves, inside our houses, outside our houses as well. Whatever we talk about, whatever we're involved about, we should make sure that it matches as much as possible. Of course, people are flawed and people are not tzaddikim. We have all our struggles and all our addictions, afflictions, and the like habits and traits that we have to work on. But as best as we can, as much as we can, we have to make sure and try to have our interiors match our exteriors. Just as the Gemara here talks about it, interiors and exteriors in our own lives, we should make sure the inside, our heart, is pure as much as possible with mitzvahs and Torah, and trying to come close to Hashem, to do good in the world, and matching our exterior. If we say we're going to help people, then we should internalize and actually do so. We should make sure that both are congruous, both meet each other, and both connect, whether inside versus outside our home, whether inside versus outside our community, or whether inside, outside ourselves. We should make sure the interiors and the exteriors match up as much as we can every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 18 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.